Bree Kirkley, Corvallis Knights Baseball.
Carrie Peterson, Cosix Forum Magazine.
I'm Patrick Alexander from the Oregon Coast Today.
Carrie Lewis, Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Bill Patrick, Golf and Real Estate.
John Clark, Whaler Motel.
Cindy Breves, Executive Assistant with the City.
Lorna Davis, Newport Chamber.
Dean Sawyer, City Council.
Okay, so I'm marrying Cindy's watcher. We'll quickly get to the consent calendar, if we could. One of our guests, Patrick, has another engagement, and so we're going to be moving him up on the agenda, but let's go ahead and look at the minutes and the review of accounts quickly.
I move for approval of the consent calendar.
Okay. And okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I know we have, again, public comment. Is there any public comment to be made?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay warm.
With that, let's have Patrick go ahead and start.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where would you like me?
You can come and sit up at the table. Usually what we do, just so you know and the others that are in the room, we go over the media considerations and then everybody leaves and then we discuss it right. And then we get back to you after the meeting.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Patrick from the Oregon Coast Today. I'm the editor, and I'm sitting in today for our advertising team. So this is not my normal bailiwick, but I will do my best. And I'm here to run through the ad proposal that the Oregon Coast Today has. And so I'll just sort of hit the high points. There are copies for everyone in the purple folders. I don't know if everyone has one. That hits all the high points. So I'll go okay. through the details and then I'll try and field any questions you might have.
Harry's got that.
Also in the purple folders, I brought along, popped in there just a couple of copies of our last two editions, partly just to remind you guys what we look like if you haven't had a chance to pick us up recently. And also just to show from the front pages, we've got Newport Lighted Boat Parade last week and crabbing on Yukona Bay the week before. I caught my first ever crab. I was very excited.
Did you have to throw it back then?
No, it was a red rock crab.
Oh,
so
good for
it.
You.
He was small, but he was delicious. And that's just to show that Newport's a very important town for us, editorially speaking. We love to be able to cover all the fun stuff that goes on, quite aside from the advertising side.
And it is nice you've got the Lighted Boat Show with the staff last week. So
It's
great.
So the proposal that we have is essentially a repeat of the proposal, the package that we partnered with last time. It's a 26-week run, and within that there would be the choice each week of a half page or a third of a page ad in either colour or black and white, depending on what suits your needs best. On pages 2 and 3 of the packet there are just some examples of what the half page ad looked like during the last run in colour. On page 3, there's a mock-up of a third of a page ad, and those are the actual size ads. The content for the ad could change from week to week, depending on whether you want to send just a constant message, you know, the Visit Newport message, or if there are certain events coming up that you'd like to draw attention to. We can chop and change that every week, putting in new art and new text as needed. And the costs for that... For a half-page ad, it's $280 for full colour, and for black and white, it would be $230. Mm-hmm. For a third of a page, it's $161 for colour, and $136 for black and white. On top of that, we're also very happy to be able to offer the direct link from our homepage. Again, that's a direct link to the Destination Newport website. That should help drive traffic toward there. Obviously, our paper edition is extremely important to us. We have 460 distribution points from Yahats up to Manzanita.
Did you say 460? 460?
460, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we also realize that a lot of people prefer to get their media electronically. So we have an electronic edition available on our website, which is a complete identical copy of the the print edition, which is perfect for looking at on a laptop or a tablet or an iPad. Anyone who's tried to look at an e-edition on an iPhone realizes it's a miserable experience. So we have on our regular website, we put all our content on there for free as well, and that is optimized for viewing on those tiny little 2-inch by 2-inch screens. So it's a much more pleasant experience. So we like to try and get people when they're on the go. But one of the ways we get people to our website is through Facebook. We have a very active and engaged Facebook following. When I came on board a year ago, we were closing in on 9,000 fans. I checked this morning and we just passed 18,000. So we've doubled in the course of a year, and it shows no signs of stopping or slowing. So through that, we use Facebook to draw people to our webpage, and from our webpage, we then display our advertisers and introduce them to our advertisers. And that direct link, which would to Destination Newport, which would be on the top right-hand corner, would mean that you folks would be in pride of place for everyone who comes to our website. So that is the proposal as it stood. The one addition, which is an optional extra, a new service that we offer, is called Flyerboard. It's a $25 per week premium for that service, and it's best described as an online notice board. Basically, all the advertisers who subscribe to that will see their ad displayed again in the top right-hand corner of our homepage as a flyer. And users of our website can then click on that flyer, and they will see the full ad displayed on their screen. And right next to it will be a very simple system for emailing that to share it to their friends. So they just have to type in who they want it to go to, who it's from, and a message, which will say, hey, look at this amazing thing happening in Newport, and they'll send it off. Of course, for some folks, email is hopelessly old school, and so we also have three buttons on there which allow you to share via Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, with just one click. And then you can send it to friends, family across the states, across the world, say, come to Newport and check this out.
So that's a new technology that you have?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have any tracking on how it's been performed?
Not yet, no. We just went live with that, I think, it must have been 3 weeks ago, with the start of our holiday pages. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that we offered it. So each of the holiday ads that you see on our holiday pages here is on our flyer board section. And so those are the first adopters.
Okay.
So I don't know if there are any questions. I'll give them a crack if there are.
Well, we're pretty familiar because we've been doing this publication for a while, so have seen Charles in and out meetings for a while, so I think we're set to go.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And I read your intro, your letter from the editor, and so don't shop at a gas station. That's not a good plan.
Thank you. My wife thanks you.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda? I kind of skipped over item number 2.
We did have a proposal from Eugene Magazine, which I didn't find until earlier today. So okay. We may need to do that under other.
Okay.
And then I think that's anything else we have.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So.
So no additions.
No.
Okay.
No additions. So we'll just.
We also want to do the.
On display.
Yes. Thank you.
And actually the scenic byways guide, the one that we...
Oh, yeah. We need to actually do an official motion.
Okay. So I'll put that down on your other. Does anyone want... Should we allow the guests that are in the room to go ahead before we look at the ones that are not in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next up would be... I guess that's under Media America, isn't it?
Which one?
Scenic Byways.
Oh, it could be, yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
so CBS Outdoor, me.
I just want to come back and talk to you again about this Highway 26 location.
Mm-hmm.
It will be available again, and I'll just pass out some color photos. It will be available again starting February 17th. The rate is $7,500 per 4 weeks and a $2,000 production charge. And this does reach just under 270,000 people will actually see your message on this board. hitting this in the summertime would be critical, just because you're capturing all the people who are going from Portland to Seaside Astoria via Highway 26. And I know that you guys looked at that before, but it was earlier in your budget cycle, and I wasn't sure. I just making maybe that large of a commitment that early in the year might not have been something that you wanted to do. So I wanted to represent it to you now, and you guys can do it for longer than, you know, I know that normally you guys stop at the budget cycle, but if you wanted to approve it through the summertime and then stop, normally, of course, you know, it's an annual, but since it's coming up immediately, you can do a short
term. You guys, it's easier because you bill one time.
Oh, okay.
It's the ones who bill us monthly that becomes a little trickier, but because you do it once, it's fine.
Sorry, I'm not super familiar with where this is. I mean, I think if I was there, I would see it. But is this heading into, this is Cedar Hills?
That's going west. Going to Cedar Hills exit's on the right. I know this board real well. My daughter,
okay, so
my daughter lives, I have to take the Cedar Hills exit to go to her house. But I mean, I'm sure you've got the numbers, leave it. One time I was even looking for that board and I missed it because there's a lot going on.
There is, because you're coming on.
217 is getting on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's three lanes of traffic here.
You can read it from both of them.
And there's three lanes of traffic on the other side.
Okay,
so there's a lot of things happening, like people jockeying to get in a position. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if they look over there or not. You know what I mean? To me, it's like a lot of distractions are going on.
The nice thing is, though, it's catching also the traffic that, you know, you're going I-5 to 26, so those people are already on. It's more the people who are coming on to the 217 that are going to have a harder time seeing it because they're merging.
Yeah, I think you're right. So you're saying if I'm already on 26 and I'm going, easier to see, but if I'm negotiating somewhere else, it's going to go by. Yeah.
Yeah. And it all depends on how simple your message is as well. If
right.
you keep it very simple and then, you know, that's it,
yeah.
I think it would be very well worth it to re-educate the people who go to the coast in the summertime.
It's a huge spot.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it, like I said, it's just under 270,000 people actually see the billboard. And how they figured that out is this has a daily effective traffic count of just under 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
People and cars are driving by in the direction of that billboard. Out of that number every week, so out of 700,000 people who are driving by the billboard in that direction, 288,000 people actually see it. And it's because we did an eye motion study of right hand, left hand, size, illumination, all of that to take into consideration how the billboard is situated given everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the, you know, 700,000 people who actually drive by that location, 270 will actually see it.
Wow.
The only downside is this wouldn't be to collect people that are going on 26 to the beach, because this is they're going to be going to Garibaldi and Astoria.
Cannon Beach, Seaside.
And usually if you go that route, you're not going to hang a left to come down to Newport.
Well, no,
it would reinforce that there's another coast.
Yeah, exactly. It would be those people who go, you know, head over to the coast on a regular basis, say, wow, we keep going here, let's go somewhere else. It would just be more educating them on another option than giving a direction.
Well, this also is a large commuter route.
Yeah,
for people who live in.
Yes, all the people live in Hillsboro.
I
want to
get out of this track for
Hillsboro, Cedar Mill.
Yeah, and some of the more affluent areas and suburbs of Portland.
No, it's a good spot.
So I just thought it might be worth a consideration, knowing I'm not knowing where you are in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
So
what charge did you say it was?
Pardon me, it's $7,500 every 4 weeks, and a $2,000 production charge.
I thought it was $7,000
for 2,000.
$7,500
for what?
Just a production charge.
And when is it available?
Available February 17th. And you can take as many 4 weeks. So it actually would work because you usually are black, get blank in January, start in February,
right.
And then go through like August, September. And if you did 7 cycles, that would get you through Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would end shortly right after Labor Day weekend.
Huh.
So
Lee, your note says 7,000 for 4 weeks.
Does it? Because I called my office, then that's what it would be. I called my office, and I think the original one was at 75 because we had done it a year. So that one's, I apologize.
So that's
I called just to make sure. But
Yeah, because I had already written it. I'm like, oh, I thought it was 7,000 too.
No, and I'm glad. It's because I called my office and we pulled it off the original one I had submitted
in
July. So I apologize about that.
Okay.
Alrighty, let me know, and you can definitely reserve that space.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay,
Corvallis Knights, please.
Thank you.
I'm just going to take off, so
okay.
You guys have a very Merry Christmas.
You don't want any wiggly chew, then.
What?
No, bubblegum for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye. I'm just kidding.
Do you guys, do I have the printout that I sent? That I
mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. My name is Bree Kirkblade. I am the general manager for the Corvallis Knights.
Go Corvallis Knights.
Great.
Yay.
And I brought you some goodies since it is the holidays.
They're so fun to watch. Have you ever been to a game?
So let me just get all this out before I...
All my relatives are Corvallis, my father-in-law. They get all the days. I take 2 days.
And then you count down.
Then you do it evening.
Oh, look at you go.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got tons of goodies. And someone can...
So my Christmas shopping is done.
I don't know if you guys... do you have the bag ban effect here?
Not
like Corvallis?
We voted it down.
No.
Well, if we had the vote, we probably would have too. They didn't even let us vote. That was one of the most annoying things. But let's not get all political, right?
Okay.
So this is the wrong house to get
So, like I said, my name is Bree, and I'm born and raised from Corvallis.
Oh, wow.
And so driving over here, every time is exciting for me because I remember my sister and I, we'd always have a competition. Whoever saw the ocean first won and was the coolest for the day or whatever.
Oh,
so now the trees have grown up a little bit further, so it's harder to see at that one spot right where the bay is. But we lots of good memories coming to Newport and the aquarium.
Oh,
Keiko.
Keiko, yeah.
Remember that.
He's gone.
I know. Free Willy.
Sadly.
Yeah, I think I was in elementary school when that movie came out. But yeah, so definitely a lot of good memories coming here. My future in-laws have a place just south in Waldport, so we still come here quite a bit.
Well,
try to avoid the wine festival gets a little crazy, but it's
on Saturday.
It's a good time.
Just one of the days. The other three are, they're
not too bad. So I decided to come over here. I know I spoke with Lorna, I think, last year and kind of missed your timing for budget, but I apologize. This is going to be our 8th season, and Newport is such a great fit for our audience. Our primary target audience is Newport all the way to Sweet Home, and obviously a heavier focus with Philomath and Albany right next door. But we had just over 43,000 fans come to the ballpark last summer, and on that page right there with the graphs, you can see how our attendance has grown throughout the years. And I started off as an intern and became the first full-time employee, so I feel very loyal to this team and am grateful for the opportunity that they've given me. But I remember, when we were thankful to have 1,000 people at the games, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And the way it grows is by partnering with different organizations. And we have over 100 sponsors and partnerships with the Knights, and it's very fun. So I put together a couple different packages, and I also did bring our rate card, which I'll leave a copy with everyone, that has just kind of everything we offer itemized out. But a lot of people like to see packages. They want to see what would you recommend for us. And when I think of Newport and visit Newport, I think of your billboards and your commercials and just your branding that you already existingly do. And I think that the Knights would be just a great way to reinforce your messages that you're already doing. And the cool thing about the Knights is that there are so many different options. It's a multifaceted outlet. It's high impact, high touch. We have just around 1,500 people sitting there captive for 2 to 3 hours where we can throw messages at them, whether it's an on-field promotion, a video scoreboard spot, a banner, a game program ad. I mean, there's so many things that you can do that it makes it really fun to get creative. So one thing that I think would be very ideal for Visit Newport is our pocket schedules. And I brought a couple to share with you. These are from last year. I have some more, too. And we print about 50,000 of these and distribute them with our sponsors all over the Mid-Valley. Sorry. And we also partner with Mom Magazine, who distributes them in their, I think it's their May, June issue, whatever the one right before
right
school
before
gets
it
out.
Starts, yeah.
And they actually send all of the, I believe it's Philomath, Corvallis, Albany, Lebanon school kids home with a copy. So we're getting out to the kids and they take them home to Mom. And obviously, we all know Mom makes the outing choices, and so that's our primary target. We want to reach Mom and get Mom to the ballpark.
This usually lives on the fridge.
The what?
It lives on the fridge.
Oh, yeah. See, I have a fan here, so that makes my job a little easier. Have any of you been to the Knights or just heard of us?
Heard of you.
So surprisingly, you know, we have a lot of people that work in Corvallis but live in Newport or vice versa, and we do get people come, you know, we do have fans from Newport that make the trip. So I would like to consider the Corvallis Knights, you know, Newport's hometown team because we are closest if you look at Eugene and Kaiser, who also have summer baseball teams. So it definitely, I think, is a good fit. So let's see here. So I put together some different packages, and I think a pocket schedule advert would be key for you guys because you're going to be in everyone's hands. Mom comes to the office and says, do you have those little schedule things yet? I need those little schedule things. And so they carry them around in their purse and, you know, whip it out and see, what's tonight? Oh, is it dollar hot dog night? Great, let's have dinner at the ballpark, you know. So it's definitely something that our fans want to hold on to. I also thought a program ad would be nice. I know you guys do a lot of print advertising, and so I felt that would be something comfortable for you guys. And I did bring autographed copies for you. So, and we did win the West Coast League last year, so we're champs for the third time. And that is something we strive to do every summer. And then some other of the other packages, in-stadium signage, again, I just think of your billboards and your beautiful pictures and, you know, even the aquarium. I know your little sea otter or whatever that, what's it saying?
Candy.
Judge.
Mojo.
Or Candy, I think.
Candy. Okay. Well,
Candy's
sleeping.
With the fishes.
With the fishes. It's still a cute advertisement, but I really think what you're already doing with the billboards and your other visual things would work just perfectly for a banner with the Knights. And our in-stadium signage, you do print yourself and we hang it up. So if it was something that you wanted back, you know, for a festival or another event, it would be something you could reuse and not just a one-time cost. Some other things that we have, a game sponsor. And I know, Lorna, you're with the Chamber, right?
Yes.
So the Philomath Chamber does a Philomath Night at the ballpark, and the way that they make the way they figure it out is they take that sponsorship and then they resell it to their members. Mm-hmm. And every chamber does it a little bit differently, but you know, you do maybe $100, you get four tickets, and you get a PA throughout the game, and then we have the Rodeo Queen come, and you know, the Philomath Car Show, and it's all about Philomath. And I think it'd be really fun to do a Newport Night and make it all about Newport. And if you wanted to take something like that and kind of help share the cost, that's definitely something you could do. And also that would be, the game sponsorship is nice because you would also be mentioned again in the pocket schedule. Say Newport Night presented by the Oregon Coast Aquarium or presented by the Chamber or however you wanted, if you wanted to sell it as a title sponsorship, you could do that as well. And then we also, you know, post our promotional schedule online. It's in our game programs. And again, it's really what our fans want to see. They want to know what night is happening and what's going on at the ballpark. So this is our rate card, which has some other options for you. We are currently sold out of our outfield fence banners, but the in-stadium signage, I think, is just as powerful, if not more, because you can add a little more to it. A lot of people want to put a lot of verbiage on the banners in the outfield fence, and you can't really see it. It's more of just a branding. So the in-stadium signage, you can say maybe something about a festival coming up or you know, something special about the summer.
We have a festival coming up.
Well, it's a long season. Not during baseball season.
But yeah, so when I think of visiting the coast, I think the majority of us valley people think of the summertime, you know, of when it's sunny, when you can go out on the sand and get in the water. I remember swimming in the ocean when I was a kid, and now I'm like, how the heck did I ever get in that thing? It's so cold. So I think our season overlaps kind of nicely. It's probably your heavier tourism season. And our audience is so close. You know, it's Philomath, Albany, the people that can make a day trip if they want. And I think that the Knights have a similar audience to Newport. You know, like I said, mom makes the outing decisions, and that's our number one targeted audience. Our audience is primarily made up of families. but our season ticket holder base is more of a mature audience, more like your true baseball fans and people with disposable income that want to spend the money to come and have a reserve seat. And then we kind of have a little bit of a young professional crowd on Thursdays when we have a cheaper adult beverage for sale, but otherwise it's more of a family audience. Do you guys have any questions for me?
So is Penny Knight Phil Knight's wife?
She is.
And is Brooke Knight some relative too?
He wishes. No, it's really funny. There's no affiliation between the two, but that their last names are both Knight.
Yeah.
Brooke is from Corvallis. He went to Crescent Valley, went on to play football and baseball at Oregon State and Western Oregon. Phenomenal coach, and is the reason why we've won so many championships. And it's pretty crazy. I don't know what he does or how he does it, but he's in the off season he's been going back to Australia and coaching for the Australian Baseball League, and has won the Australian Baseball League back there. I mean, it's just wow. He's a very powerful. He's a true leader, and I think that's what it takes to win. You know, is bringing the team together. So. We have just about 32 games every summer. We try to stay at least above 30, and each night is a different event. We are an entertainment option for the Mid-Valley, and that's our main purpose, is to create memories. Mm-hmm. And when you come and you have a great time, and we want you to go tell your neighbors and everyone else, oh my gosh, the nights, they were so much fun, and hopefully, you know, everyone comes out to the ball game at least once is all we want. So it's been a lot of fun for sure.
On the scale of baseball,
where level are we?
But is it on the par with the Emeralds or the Volcanoes?
So we are minor league like. We're actually summer collegiate wood bat baseball. So everything about us, if you came to a game, you would think they're just like the Emeralds, they're just like the Volcanoes. But we're not. All of our players are still in college.
Okay.
You have to have college eligibility to play for us,
okay.
Which is fun because we can have Beavers and Ducks and Huskies and Cougars, and it kind of the people in the area that are their alma maters, you know, kind of get invested in the different kids.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So it's from all different colleges.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's like the Winter Hawks kind of.
It's exactly like the Winter Hawks.
Awesome.
And I went to my first Winter Hawks.
Do the players get paid?
They do not. That would be a violation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Probably can't.
I just kind of like that because I think that they play better.
Oh, they do. And they're all in host families.
It's true ball.
It's just a community feeling. Yeah, it's pretty special. And they all live with host families. We can have up to four guys from each school. And, you know, our audience is truly local families, but we do have, you know, visiting teams come, and some of their hardcore fans do come. Parents come up from California. I know one family last year tried to do as many lighthouses as they could. So, I mean, I definitely think, you know, there's other people there that you would reach as well, but your primary target you're reaching is the Mid-Valley.
And you also play teams from Canada, too. Colombia,
we do.
Which is a wonderful place to get people from.
Victoria just joined the league last year, as well as Medford. Mm-hmm. And this year, Yakima, they definitely could visit the coast over there.
So you said you had 32 games last year, is that right?
Yes.
And how many of these games are home games?
They all are. We actually had, those are 32 home games.
Okay,
We play about 60.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a crazy summer. They call it a grind, the boys do, because mm-hmm. it's you're home, and then you're gone, and then you're home. And in the pocket schedule, it also shows it, but that's the game schedule. So you can see, you know, they're home for six nights, they're on the road for six, one day off, and they're back at it. But
so we're guaranteed, if we do something, it'd be guaranteed at least 32?
Yes.
Yep. Presence, okay.
And if you wanted to do like a radio billboard with your package, that's at every home game and away game, so that would be... all of the games that the Knights play.
Okay.
And you play at OSU?
We do. We play at the home of the Beavers, which is just an awesome privilege. If you've never been to Goss Stadium, it's a minor league park in a college town. Turf infield that seats about just under 3,000 fans. We do have two guaranteed sellouts, which are our fireworks nights. Our fans love fireworks, and so we're actually going to look at doing three fireworks shows this summer, just because they are so popular, and we have a sponsor that wants they only want a firework night. And I said, well, if you want to pay for it, then that's fine.
Good.
So the fireworks are literally let off right in center field. So you're just
cool.
Staring at them, hoping they don't fall on you, kind of is the feeling, you know. But kids get to run the bases after every game. Our players sign autographs. It's really a family-friendly entertainment option. So,
yeah.
So how many teams in the league?
With Yakima, we're at 12.
Oh, wow.
And on, let's see here, page, I guess where pages aren't numbered, but just from the beginning you can see. So in Oregon, we have Medford, Klamath Falls, Bend, Washington. We have Bellingham, Cowlitz, Walla Walla, Wenatchee, and then Canada, we now have Victoria and Kelowna.
So how many women general managers are there?
Well, I'm the first female in the West Coast League.
A father of two daughters.
Oh, good.
I like when women do well.
And Victoria had a female GM. She has since left the league for other opportunities. And then Walla Walla does have a female as well. So we try to stick together.
Yeah.
It's definitely a man's sport, so it's interesting.
Well, good for you.
But it's fun.
Good for you.
Well, thank you
well,
very
this
much.
Is
great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We'll be back in touch.
Awesome. Okay. I'll leave all these goodies here.
And drive great. Safe. Go and
yes. That.
You even have four former Knights in the pros.
We do. Yep. And Chris Stewart just got traded from the Yankees. I did want to just quickly share with you, they are sold out, but I just wanted you to know other opportunities and maybe in the future something probably more focused towards Oregon Coast Aquarium or the Seafood and Wine Festival or something like that. But we do coupon advertisements, and I'll leave these here if you plan to visit Corvallis. They're still good. We do fun giveaways, if the Knights do 7 strikeouts, we give away Kalapuya bucks, so it's a good dollar at the brewery. And we also do, coupons for Sports Authority. After every Knights win, we give away a free McDonald's French fry. If there's a shutout, we give away free donuts. So it's not super healthy, but it's a lot of fun. So I also will leave our season ticket application. We have the most affordable price in town, and would be something fun maybe to reward the councilmen or volunteers or whatever. If you wanted to buy a couple season tickets, you can.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So I'll leave all these goodies, and you guys can fight over
okay.
them. You're welcome.
Bree, do you have a card?
I do.
Is it in the packet room?
It is right here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And consider McMiniman's instead of California.
Oh, yeah? McMiniman's is a little bigger.
My son works there.
Oh, okay. we like more local. Block 15 actually brews us our own beer. And $2 beers on Thursdays, so it's a good time. In the white boxes is a Brent Morrell bobblehead. He was third baseman for the Chicago White Sox. He was injured, but he's still on their 40-man roster,
wow,
so he's still
you.
Kind of famous.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice.
Brian or Randy has said a lot of nice things.
Oh, good.
So.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, and I want to sneak out too, because I actually do have to go to Portland. But
okay,
drive safe.
Thank
care
you.
Okay.
Take
you.
Care.
Okay, and so now we have Pelican Productions.
Bye. Yes.
Thank you, Carrie. Can you buy up for me?
Everybody left. Kind of hard to follow a baseball.
You can put a hat on.
I didn't bring any goodies or fun stuff. Or got to talk to Gary about something. And Gary told me to tell you hi.
Oh, good.
Obviously, you guys know each other.
Uh-huh.
I sent over a whole bunch of information about the Coast Explorer because mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of what we do or how we can help market your destination. So in a nutshell, I'm just going to basically talk a little bit about the Coast Explorer magazine. We have a comprehensive targeted package of online and print marketing for destination hospitality resources. We have a print magazine that is just gorgeous. We take a lot of pride in it. Gary, this is his baby, and when it comes out, we all sit down, we go through it page by page by page. And what can we do better? What stands out? What's not happening? We print 76,000 annually. We do 3 different publications a year. And that way we can keep it seasonally fresh with articles and stuff, because we know different events happen at every area up and down the coast, and we want to let our readers know this. We have 150 targeted locations
from Seattle to Portland to the Northwest metropolitan area, over 400 locations that we put the magazine down the coast. We also have over 100 subscription buyers. Those are the people that live in different states that just love the Oregon coast and want to know as much as they can. So we just charge them the postage, and that's basically it. I gave you guys a little bit of a proposal. I know a lot of magazines said, oh, do a full page, do a full page. If you want to do a full page, that's great. But the proposal was with a third of the page,
right,
which gives you a good presentation. People can see you.
So the 2811, that's that annual, that means three times a year, the total price would be 2811.
Okay.
So.
What I'm going to give you is a 10% discount off of our rate sheet for the third of a page. Because you guys are a nonprofit, is that correct?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a 10% discount off of that. So that's going to drop it down to, I think I wrote it down somewhere.
Is that the 25, I saw 25, 29, 90 or something like that?
Yes.
Well, John makes a profit the rest of this film.
A third of a page is where the driftwood.
This size.
The driftwood.
Oh, the driftwood.
That one. So that's a good size.
Yeah, it is.
When, if you guys want to do a full page, by all means, you can do a full page, a half a page, any size that you want. But we want to make sure that you have a good presentation. When you do an ad in the Coast Explorer, you're also on a page-turning virtual publication. And we make that our website handheld, adaptable, because so many people get their information with their smartphones. So our website's also smartphone compatible, and our page-turning magazine. Do you guys have a Facebook site or a website that has all the information, what's happening in Newport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What we do is when they click on your website on your ad, it'll redirect them to wherever you want us to redirect them to. So then it goes back to you.
Okay.
Before each publication, what our managing editor will do is send you out an invitation to send her your news. That news is where we get those little news stories in the magazine. That doesn't cost you anything.
Okay.
We put those news stories in the magazine online, and we have an e-newsletter that we help promote you.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook page, we have over 5,000 likes and growing. Yay! Mm-hmm. They like us. And what Gary does is he promotes the coast all the time with pictures and functions, because we want to get our readers, our Facebook fans, as much information as they can get to the coast. That's what we do. We try to promote the coast. And I was here last month.
Last time you heard, you talked about the technology. You just put your smartphone on and it's a whole bunch of information.
Yeah, because every magazine, there's magazines that they come and say, let me help you promote you. But sometimes it's always just the same magazine, nothing exciting. So what we did with this magazine is we made it interactive. If you download a free app called DigiMark on your smartphone.
Yeah, you have to have the app.
And you hover it over the pages that have a smartphone logo, what it's going to do is it's going to become interactive. The very front part of it, what it's going to do is give you a tour from Clare to Astoria down to the California border, places to stop and see, and you get that on your smartphone. There's also a water feature that you can download on your smartphone too. So the people get them excited to come to the coast because they can hear these things and they can experience, and then they're going to want to come here. We do a lot for the hotels too. What we do with them is we put their promotions in our magazine. We put them on our Facebook, on our webpage, and they're on the very front page of our website. Because we want people to come here. We tell them, send us your what's happening, your discounts and stuff, so we can help promote it, so we can drive people to your community.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Hayes, he is the publisher. I don't know if you guys know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Lorna does.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he's Travel Oregon, the Oregon Coast Ambassador. So with Ask Oregon, what people will do is they'll email them and say, hey, I'm coming to the coast, and I have kids. Where do you think we should go? So he'll sit there and email it out and send it out. So the more you tell us what's happening, the more we can do, because we work closely with ACFA and other other destinations, so we can get your information out. That stuff doesn't cost you anything additional. That's just if you have an ad in our magazine, and then you let us know what's happening. Do you have any questions?
Looks like Rick has been using this magazine.
Yeah, it sure does. That's a good shot.
We print three different publications. We're going to start with our spring publication, which comes out in February.
Okay.
If you guys want to jump in with a spring publication, all I would need is an ad size. We take ads. You can send it to us camera ready with JPEG, TIFF, PDF, and we can put those in there. I can send you a design spec sheet. I don't know if I sent that in your packet at all to put them in there, but I wouldn't need that until... they told me my latest would be January 10th.
Okay.
If you guys want to get in the spring publication. That January one is out 10th. From February until June.
And that would be February. And it's a three, what'd you say? It's for the spring, which would be February. Spring.
We do, we're an annual publication, but we do three different.
Okay, got it.
Because we want to keep them seasonally fresh. We don't want it at the same point, oh, I see now, I don't want to pick it up.
Right.
Okay. And then that way we can promote all your different things that you have down here.
Okay.
And we can write up little blurbs in here and put them on the website.
So that'd be February, March, April, May? That's how you do it?
February, March, April, May. The summer one comes out in June.
Okay.
It'll be June, July, August. And then the fall one comes out in September. The fall winter comes out in September, October, November, December, January.
Okay, perfect.
So we have fun with our magazine because there's just so much we could do for people.
Yeah.
And I dropped some off at Tokyo Teriyaki when I was here last time, and I put them in the wall. And I was sitting there watching people come in and pick up the magazine and sit there and wait for the food. And I just want to see, what are they focusing on? Do they just zip, zip, zip? Or do they start from the back and go to the front? Because some people read from the back to the front, and some go to the front to the back. Some people open up in the middle. So I'm just sitting there waiting for my food, watching people. And I watched three people pick up the magazine. And then the thing was, so are they going to put it back and leave? Or are they going to take it with them? Every single person took it with them.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice problem.
They didn't take any other magazine that was on that. Probably because they're all folded over and...
It's funny you mention that, because when I started looking at these today, I noticed that I was going from the back to the front. I don't know why.
People do that. So people go, well, I don't want to be in the back. Nobody looks at the back.
Yeah,
well, yeah, some people start from the back. Some people open it up and go to the centerfold
first.
Yeah, the
first thing I noticed was the tribal masters.
And how many copies do you print?
We do 76,000.
Per run?
Annually.
Oh, okay, so it's...
So it's like 32 per issue?
32,000?
About 96,000. Wait, no.
Let
me get my exact, because what we do is we do like three or four different magazines, so I want to make sure I have the accurate information. We have it in here. I have it on the destination, places where we go. We're in all the AAA offices also in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington, because we try to target the people that are planning their trips to the Oregon coast before they get here, where they want to go, where they want to see. Okay, we do 120,000 copies annually, so it was my 40,000. Bad, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So 40,000
per. Right now we have 1.3 million page views on our website, and it's growing. And it's a fairly new website.
What did you say?
1.3 million on our website. And then we have our 5,000 likes. It's a little over 5,000 that like us. And what Gary will do on the Facebook, it's kind of funny. He'll put little competitions. He'll ask questions about coastal things. Who knows this about this region? And it's funny to read it. You can see who's really been following us, who knows this information. Or So he'll just have little competitions on the Facebook sometimes, just ask questions.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yep. So Coast Explorer, we're like you guys. We want people to come to our destination. We want people to see the wonderful things that we have on the coast, and we promote you guys 365 days a year.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having a full form.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked out. Are you in Pacific? Where are you located?
I live up in Astoria.
Oh, Astoria.
Yeah, so when I left Astoria this morning, it was 32 or 33, and I wasn't quite sure what it was going to be, and I'm watching my car, and it's going, I got to Seaside, and it was 48, and then I was thinking, oh, what's it going to be up in the hills? And it was pretty much 48, I almost got 50 at one place, a balmy, hot 50.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking I should have wore shorts.
10 miles that way, or 5, not even 10 miles, 2 miles that way.
Isn't that funny how this, it's just so spotty everywhere. Yeah. We've had school closed from, like, 3 days in a row yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had the freezing fog, so they delayed it. Mm. For 2 hours, and then they delayed it a third.
Yeah, we had the snow on the beach.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was beautiful.
Isn't that pretty when it does that?
It was absolutely treacherous, but it was two days of trying to get out of our.
You were probably stuck, weren't you? Yeah, I was too.
Well, I got in on Saturday in our Volkswagen just in time to cancel the luncheon and get all of the phone calls made and frantic, get home, and then tried to go back up because we were supposed to go to Eugene. Yeah.
Not so much.
And we just bought brand new four-wheel drive truck, and Bob said, we are not taking
it. No, because
that's why we got it.
3 days old.
You don't want to test it out. No.
Yeah. My husband's a commercial fisherman, so he loaded crab pots in the back of his truck because the back is so light.
Yeah.
I threw sandbags in the back of my Volkswagen when I was at the office.
Well, there's a crab pots, crab rope and stuff.
We had to do a two-hour delay at the aquarium just because I didn't want volunteers driving in.
We closed. Well, because I bought one that was in Depot Bay, one that lives up the All Sea. And two that live in, three of us.
It's not worth it.
And then you have people, we have people that are from Wisconsin that work for us, and they're going,
I know.
I go, but you don't understand. We're not used to this.
Yeah.
We don't know how to drive in this.
Nor do we have equipment or anything else.
And it's Ford. They go, but the roads are clear, and the schools are closed. Well, in that story, we have hills. Yeah. We don't want the buses.
Right.
Yeah. So I saw a picture on KGW the other day of
we don't have anybody driving or
sliding down. So.
Yeah, it's kind of, and like the beach you were talking about, I was, I saw people making snowmen on the beach, but it's kind of funny because there's sand in the snow. So they're probably extremely heavy snow things to lift. But they get
it's
all excited.
Fun.
Yeah, I grew up on the Oregon coast, and I actually lived here in Newport.
Oh.
Right when we got married, we've been married 30 years. Wow. And we moved away when my kids were, my oldest one was in middle school. Mm-hmm. So we lived here for quite a while, and because my husband's fish plant was up in Astoria, we relocated up there. So, and I used to work in the crab festival, the seafood and wine festival, with the fisherman's wife's booths.
Oh, okay.
So I remember the craziness. It was funny.
They don't have craziness anymore. It's gone.
They don't have the craziness? You guys don't have the mounted horse sheriffs in the parking lot? But what I always got a kick out of, I'd be in the booth, and I was like, I was the St. Albies with the animals out there, and I was protecting my little booth. And it was kind of funny. But the best thing was the people with strollers. That was the best thing, because they could make the way. People parted for the stroller. But if you went by yourself with wine and stuff, you don't know what would happen.
They don't let kids in.
Oh, you don't let kids in? Up in Astoria, the Seafood and Wine Festival, they allow kids in it still. It's kind of crazy, because people get crazy.
I'll remember that. I'll bring a stroller next.
Yeah.
Bring a stroller.
We can bring your dog in there.
Because you can't have any children in it. Yeah.
It doesn't say you can't have your animals, so put your dog in it.
Yeah.
People park.
They have to be service animals.
So. And people park that way.
People so, pay parrots that were pooping on everything.
Oh, I see those
little snake come in the other day.
Yeah.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank
you,
guys.
I will. Let's pray for no more snow.
Yeah.
Okay. So next we'll jump to Media America, item B. We'll just go up there.
That's fine.
And that is the scenic byway. And it's a that.
That's what we had discussed before.
Didn't we already approve it?
I think we just need to. Yeah, we kind of have already. somewhat said yes, we want to do this. So we need to officially kind of.
Okay. Which one was that one?
It's a scenic byway guide. It's a travel oriented publication.
Okay.
I think we're one of only like four ads in there.
No, it's good.
Okay. That inside back, and it goes to international.
They also
do a translation of that into German. So.
Carrie moved. I seconded.
All right. All those in favor of the participating in the scenic byway guide with Media America, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, visitor's choice.
I think we approved that. I missed that meeting. But
that one was the one where we went, we wanted more detail, which is what you got, which is what's, it's the, we wanted the full page, what the soft cover would cost.
Yeah, I don't think we approved
we it. Didn't approve
here.
That
he
one.
Was
that, yeah. That's Ted. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one that we wanted to, we didn't want the full thing, we wanted portions.
Yeah, so he sent Lorna another email at the same time I could find it.
Yeah. It should be the first thing.
Yeah.
Because we've gone out of order, so it should be right here on the back here. There's the
head.
That's what it is.
Right on the back of the minutes.
Okay, so what do I do?
Central Coast soft cover and the Central Oregon hard cover. Full pages and each is $7,200. And sales don't close until January 31st of 2014. So where we're at with the budget, just
we got about 50,000 left.
About 50,000, and then 25 in contingency, and we don't get to take those things out that were supposed to be out of last year's budget. The Coastcom, they have to stay in, and there is no carry forward.
And that goes until June 30th.
June 30th.
June 30th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 50,000 between now and June 30th.
Okay.
And usually.
And so do we have any, any other commitments kind of burn in the 50,000 that we know of? Do we have it shown on here? I don't know.
No, that should be everything.
Okay. Everything is up here.
It's a mile by mile guide. Yeah, it's already in there.
Okay. So Media America will come out of this?
Yeah.
And how much is that?
32. And it's already accounted for. It's up there.
It's already up there in the little list.
So you have
at the bottom of the list.
That's
right.
It's right.
Media America's right there.
Backside. Oh, sorry. There's a lot of pages.
So that list is things that we haven't paid yet. Some of, like the KEZI, the September through November was 15,000. We've already paid 10. Five is what is the remaining balance,
which I think I just paid.
So, Carrie, if you take the 74,342 minus the 25,000, that's where Lorna and I came up with roughly 50,000.
About 50,000.
Okay, so mile by mile is already accounted for. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Mile
thank
by
you,
mile,
thank you.
Ways, everything else. And then my best guess is that we will be asked again by Eugene Magazine and 1859 if we want to do the spring editions.
So let's talk about those magazines. Have we...
Eugene, we have a proposal from Eugene.
No, what's the measurable results from them? Because I don't know. I know they're pretty expensive. And I don't... I mean, do we see anything? Is there a way to...
Do we get any kind of feedback on these magazines that we can measure?
There really isn't any, because it's not a call to action, so there's no way to track the results. It's just a presence thing, somewhat like the billboards are.
Right.
I mean, it would be nice if you could, you know, click on their ad, and then we could see we had 50 clicks or whatever.
So
a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
They just read the magazine.
They just read the magazine and see it. And
I mean, those are nice magazines. I will tell you that... you know, I can look at our schedule and see if we're going to be in either one of these, because sometimes if maybe I'm in it or somebody else is in
sense.
It, then that would help
the
committee not to, you know, that might be doubling our efforts. So,
Or enhancing.
Or what?
Or enhancing. Just how much presence do we want to have in there?
So, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
We haven't been advertising in this, have we?
We have.
Yeah.
And we
did it last year.
Our run ended in October, I think.
That's a nice
you have something like this where you have, you know, the boat deal, and then you have the aquarium article, and then you have the article, then you have an annual report. Yeah, I think that's really cool to have all three together. Mm-hmm. That's possible.
Yeah, I would be inclined to go with the Oregon Coast Today proposal for sure.
So as far as, you know, outside of the area, I know for us, visitors' choice has worked really well for us. I mean, I'm just telling you what worked. I don't have any allegiance to anything. And then the 1859 has been good for us too. So as far as outside of the area of publications, those are good on our end. Do we have now? How much in outdoor? Do we have anything else coming?
No, we
allocated $150,000. How much did we burn to that?
The $150,000 so far, what we have coming out this spring is we've got the Woodburn location that's coming up in January, so that's January through June. It's about $25,000. The Newburgh location, which renews in February, and it's annual, and it's $14,000, so there's
$29,000.
Wow. CBS Grand Ronde is in annual, and that's November to November, and that's $14,000, so there's the $43,000.
Yeah.
And then On Display, the spring campaign is February through June, and that's about $50,000 because they do have to create another vinyl for us.
So that's $93,000.
Yeah, so $93,000. And then what we've spent so far this year, if you look on the other side, is On Display, we spent $17,000. Remember that $8,000 of that was supposed to have been out of last year. And then 17, 26 to On Display, and 35 to On Display, and I don't think we have anything on CBS that we've already paid.
No, I think that's all I'm done.
So 35, so 90, what did you say, 93?
93.
And 35, so 128,000, so we could still put some into outdoor. We allocate it.
But I mean, that may be our budget, but we may not have the money totally. Don't we? Though we budget that amount, we may not. If we committed to other things,
right?
We only have $50,000 left.
Okay. So, what maybe we should look at is, We've got roughly $50,000 left in this budget to have some wiggle room with. Do we want to look at that CBS outdoor billboard? It's at $7,000 a week at two. And it's seven
for 4 weeks.
Yeah,
$7,000 for 4 weeks.
7 weeks. Seven time posting would take us through Labor Day, and that would be $49,000 plus $2,000, so it'd be $51,000.
Which would be the rest of our budget.
I think that would be, we would be done for the year.
I mean, I know they got the traffic there, but boy, that sign is tough.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things happening.
Well, the right there, it's just
at that interchange with people paying attention to traffic.
They're usually doing 3 miles an hour.
Yes, sometimes they are. Sometimes they're a lot faster.
Do you guys want more wiggle room to be able to do some of the smaller things?
Location is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a little too busy, and people aren't going to retain it, I don't think.
It's on the left side, too.
Yeah, six lanes of traffic, three and three. That's a lot to look over.
There's Southwest Barnes Road. There's a 217 interchange. There's Bethany and Cornell, and I'm, like, trying to remember.
And you're stressed.
Which one is it?
In Cedar Hills, all right there, just bam, bam, bam.
You're not thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
You're not cruising.
You're worried more about which road
you're worried more about the people there.
That's true.
And is your GPS right?
So, I mean, boards work when you're cruising, and you can kind of cruise.
Mollygag, but...
You need to figure out the technology to pop up ads on GPS is when people have a certain site or something.
Yeah, like a radar. So, okay. So we're going to pass on the CBS opportunity.
Okay. Got it.
So the visitor's choice.
I'd say we should go in there.
$7,200.
Well, yeah, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay, so I move that we accept the proposal from Visitor's Choice in amount of $7,200.
Second that. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then Media America, we already did on that, and that one's in the budget already.
Right.
Okay, CBS Outdoor, we passed. Corvallis Nights.
It's kind of a fun place.
I didn't know they existed, I hate to say that, but... I like the idea. I like it. It's close and it's cheap. It's $5 if you want to go to a ball game.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And you don't have to drive to Eugene or Salem, you know. And I love the Winterhawks because those kids play their hearts out. They're not getting paid, but they want to go to the pros.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing here. You know, these kids are, well, she said they're doing 6 games a week.
Yeah, well, she said, a 62-game season in the summer. That's a lot of games.
It is, yeah. And they don't get anything out of it other than, you
they're
know, experience.
On a,
and
they're probably on a bus, too. I doubt if they're taking a jet anywhere.
So the demographic is what we need to look at as far as who we would be reaching. And I think, I mean, it's definitely within our demographic. I mean, it's nice to be top of mind to our neighbors. I mean, they're an hour away, and it'd be a quick trip for a mom to say, let's go to the coast tomorrow. You're driving me nuts. And mm-hmm. you know, something like that. I think that would work. And we did Eugene Emeralds last year.
We've done it, I think, 3 years.
3 years in a row. Yeah. And it's pretty successful. I mean, it's a great opportunity, and I think it's a nice community feel.
It's and more it's close.
It's they, more know. Engaging than even just throwing up a billboard because it's more the people that are
involved.
There want to be there. So.
I will tell you that I don't know that people, when they're at the game, I don't know that they really look through these.
I'd say no to that.
So I don't know if I would, I mean.
But I think
these are clever. And
those,
good.
Yeah. That
would and even a display or a
on-site
night there,
something.
On-site display is
yeah.
good.
She didn't say that if they have anything kind of fun, like shooting t-shirts or, you know, like what we did at Eugene, but I mean, we could certainly maybe pitch something like that too if they ever do anything.
Well, you know, we could always put a bug in her ear too. Mm-hmm. She sounded like she was new and wouldn't try just about anything.
I mean, when I go to the LPGA in Portland golf tournament, the only people grab there's a a pairing sheet. Mm-hmm. It's inside a book this size, and I've watched people. There's a garbage can. They tear the pairing sheet out, which shows what players and what their tee times are, and then the thing. Right in the thing. I'm going to throw it away.
And now,
but it's this exact size. All those guys buy those ads. They take the tearing sheet out right in the middle
sad?
And throw it away.
And now they have all the... We used to get these because it had the stats of all the players. Well, now they just show the stats on the reader
That's
board
yeah.
when they're up at bat.
So you
don't really need to look at them.
And the other thing I like is, you know, we're going to have people coming from all from Canada and... you know, they come to Corvallis and then they say Newport. Oh, that's only an hour away.
Right.
Let's just bip over there for the day.
So if you look at their rate sheet.
What one of her little packages did we want to
see? Well, we don't have to do a package either because you can go right to the rate sheet and they're the same price. And on the rate sheet, if we're not interested in that half-page program advertisement that she has in all the packages.
We don't have to do it.
We could do the pocket schedule. Advertisement, and then it looks like there's between any promotion for 10 games is $9.95, and that could be something fun.
Yeah. Well, like you said, the Newport Night.
And then now the Newport Night is like the home run, which would be your game sponsor. And game sponsor, MVP game sponsor, first pitch 50. The AM radio billboard.
It's too bad, Alabama, if you're gone.
I mean, if we do some sort of visual, I mean, I would want to do something other than what we use on the billboards on the outdoor. I think we need to focus it more towards having fun and some sort of call to action, maybe a surf shot or biking or something that families do together.
Mm-hmm. So they must have an electronic scoreboard there. Is that
they
true?
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
So we could do something like a pocket schedule in inning or between inning promotion.
And in stadium
signage.
Is that the boards already sold out, or does that mean electronic?
No, I think she said the outfield fence banners were sold
I think
out.
Yeah, okay. Or we could go back to her and have her come up with a fun package for us too.
Okay. Why don't I do that? Why don't I email her and just say. Here's what we were interested in, come up with a package for us. We want to do something fun.
Yeah.
And
creative.
Creative, engaging, fun, not too expensive, and we want the pocket schedule. Okay.
Did she say what the average attendance was?
1,300 and so much. About 1,400 people.
I mean, you could have a billboard or something.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. If we
like those.
could get a run on like the little crab, stuffed crab or something, you know, something to shoot out in the audience or something.
Mm-hmm.
One game or something. We don't have to do it for everyone, but
yeah.
Crab night for us.
She did,
the
she
night
said
they do the fireworks.
43,000 fans they had in Corvallis for the year.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just nice because that's a core area
yeah.
to come here because
yeah.
it's just, you know, it's simple for them to get here.
Yeah.
They don't have to make a date. They don't have to make a weekend or.
Mm-hmm.
You
know.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
Kind of like pitch a craft promotion or something like
I
that.
I know.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that'd be
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll circle back on that one next time then, see what she comes up with. And then we have Pelican Productions, which is the Coast Explorer.
It's a pretty magazine.
Mm-hmm. Lorna, maybe you have. Do you have any insight in that magazine?
It's been around for a long time, and it has improved a lot. And they also, this company, Gary Hayes, also produces a seaside visitor guide and a Cannon Beach visitor guide
okay.
as well. So he's a reputable, I would say a reputable magazine. They are chamber members, I'll say that. And
a lot of their stuff is North Coast emphasis, I can tell from the ad. So you can
yeah,
tell.
He lives, I think he lives.
That's where they live there. That's where they know all
that's
the people.
That's their audience,
sure.
yeah.
yeah.
But I think it's meant to kind of be travel in the North Coast.
So, Laura, were you here that day when she did that Digimarc demonstration?
I saw it at the office because I came back. She knows Carol somehow.
Yeah, I think you weren't there.
And
you weren't there. She showed it to us. She had it on her phone and showed it to us at a meeting.
So
I think you were in Europe.
Yeah, but I conferenced in with you guys.
I just come back
the night before at 11.
Well, yeah, yeah. So you knew about it, but I mean, you didn't get to see her do it. So she held it over a bunch of ads and showed
and
it.
And it's very similar to technology to the scan, you know, to the scan bar. I think it just removes one layer of having to be on the landing page. It just kind of waves it in. But, yeah. So I see it all over the place wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
It does look nice.
We distribute it in our office and people pick it up.
And I think that she had a good recommendation on that third
of the page.
It mm-hmm. just really sticks out more. Some of these smaller ones.
Well, and it's what, 25?
Kind of buried.
They have a lot of
$600 for the year.
They have a lot of information about Newport in here too. I noticed there's a lot of seafood and wine information.
26 because
yeah,
10% discount.
And she said 29.90.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
three issues.
For the
yeah.
Do you think we should try it?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I
Lily, what do you think?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rick likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
26.
25.
Here, so do the one-third page, one annual agreement. And you get the web. You get the web stuff at no additional cost. You said.
Okay. Yeah. Was the web at an additional cost?
No. Additional cost.
She said
cost.
It was part.
That's what it said in her notes too, and I wrote that from her thing. I have it on my agenda.
Okay. So I'd entertain a motion to go with Coast Explorer.
I would so move.
Okay. All right, all those in favor of a one-third page in the three publications at the cost of $25.29.90 for Pelican Productions Coast Explorer, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then finally, Oregon Coast Today. We had been doing a half a page color for 26 weeks, and that runs $280 a week. So it's $72.80 to do a half page ad, and that's for half a year. So it's full color.
And we've done full color before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say $72?
Mm-hmm. $280 a week. I love their calendar of events. It's pretty comprehensive, and they come out every week. So it's fresh and new.
I think that editor guy did better than some of their ad people when they come.
Yeah, Charles is no longer with them.
I could listen to him talk all day.
Me too.
No,
I love his phrasing and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But I won't let that sway me.
I was watching that Stephen Sondheim on the HBO thing a couple nights ago. I wish I could talk like that. I mean, he has so gorgeous phrasing and stuff.
Eloquent.
Oh.
Well, I think it's a wonderful publication, and I know that people use it. People pick it up. I mean, we have a little stand, and they just, I mean, we can't keep it full.
Yeah, so. Same here. And they get 460 locations up and down the coast. I don't think that they have to do a lot of recycling, so. Does anyone want to make a motion towards that?
Sure, I'll so move.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of a half page, full color, 26 weeks in Oregon Coast Today, say aye.
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 With a half page.
So we're about now at about 33,000, 33 to 35 left in our budget, good. Plus 25 contingency.
Good.
So
good.
26 weeks.
That's great. Sorry.
And how much was the total on that?
It was 7,280.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I got the motion.
There we go. Okay.
How much left for the year? 30?
So about 35.
35.
Plus 25.
Plus 25 contingency.
Okay, so we do have to do, we only have one more thing that we need to do, is that's the on display, right? Which is to approve the new vinyl?
The on display, yeah. Then we need to approve the new vinyl?
And how much is it? We need to make a motion for that. It would be $2,567.
And that is actually factored into the budget.
Okay.
That I did. So
it's not in additional to what we're doing, but we do need a motion that we want a new vinyl made for that approximate price.
But is the number in there?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
because we had, the last time we were here when we didn't have a meeting, we kind of looked at some what that could look like. We all had kind of decided that we still liked the lighthouse.
Yeah. Okay.
So I know that Jamie was going to work up some
with the lighthouse
options.
So we're not approving the artwork today. We're just approving going forward with.
We're just saying we actually need a new one, and yes, we approve spending that money to make a new one.
Okay. So move.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. So tell me, we're not using the old banner again when it goes back up there.
It's
beaten
up.
Fresh.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna create fresh with the lighthouse because it's iconic and tall.
Okay.
That would be
I like that.
But maybe just.
And we have seen the artwork. We have. Oh yeah, Jamie, didn't he show us something?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did.
Yeah.
He had a preliminary.
Yeah,
and
we picked.
He's gonna get the same coloring that we've been using.
I think we picked
so
the last minute. I think we picked
refresh
something.
Refresh it.
Yeah, so we talked about some of the coloring and the coloring of some of the titling and stuff before.
I'll have him send us a proof.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I'll just distribute that out. But okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That would be good.
Okay, so I need a motion, and we've got a second for the vinyl to be produced.
Actually, she moved.
I moved.
And Patrick seconded.
Okay, and all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That's it. Is there anything under other?
We have a new city manager starting next week.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah,
Spencer something. Spencer what?
ABEL.
And he will be here at the aquarium Friday night.
So he's going to go to that, yeah.
Appreciation
good.
Dinner.
Good.
And I appreciate the fact that the aquarium is open to us for that.
Absolutely.
Because our employees do a fabulous job.
It's going to be quite beautiful. If you haven't been down to the aquarium yet, we have thousands more lights.
Yeah, I noticed in the article here, it showed it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So, great.
But I'm sure he'll be getting around at some point to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about him. I think he's a great candidate.
And he came from the South?
Sioux St. Marie.
Michigan.
As far up in the Michigan as you can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Midwest.
And I told him, I said, no budget for snow plows. Except this week, I may have had to eat my.
I don't think they had it. There's no budget for snow plows in Eugene. My sister-in-law lives there. They don't have one. They just let her go.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Corvallis is the same way. I don't think Corvallis plowed it all either.
That's been true.
Okay, so we do have one thing under other, and it's a proposal from Eugene Magazine for
Oh yeah, that's not in our packet, is it? No.
Winter food issue. She suggested promoting the Newport Seafood and Wine Festival. It's on stands December through February. We're not doing anything with them to promote that. We have other trade advertising and sponsorships going to promote that festival that's adequate for the festival.
And you've got enough momentum, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. So I would say perhaps we should look at Eugene Magazine in the spring.
Okay.
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 All right. Well, anything else? That'd be that. We're adjourned.
Okay. And the next meeting is January?
The third Thursday of January.
Here, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. Have we got any new members?
I had a question about that.
We're going to be two members. We're going into this year two members minus, because if Rick and John and Lil and Carrie and Al reapply, then we don't have any more.
3 to 6 months of working on something. Oh, yeah.
January 16th, by the way, would be the next
16th, okay.
I will be here.
What is it?
January 16th.
Yep, I think so. It sounds okay.
People can tell media to stop calling me.
It's a different kind. It's not that.
Yeah, we have not got any applications for Destination Newport.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Everybody here is re-upped, with the exception of me. Everybody said that they want to redo it. And Neil's leaving. He's going to the Bahamas.
I just wonder if maybe some members could
Friday night,
think about it.
Yeah.
It's part of what we talked about a couple of times. And I think he's talked to one person already, but we need to keep working on trying to get some people that we think would be good. We need a retail. And then Neil is at large. So he could be anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So if Julie does it, she would be at large.
Oh, I'm sorry. So. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem.
I apologize.
I'm just saying we have the two positions we have open. One is retail. The other one is at large.
Okay.
So that one can be anybody that fits in that role.
And restaurant is retail, right? Okay.
I talked to Julie Hanrahan today at Rotary. She said she'd be interested.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. She said because she puts a bank, she blocks out Thursday because she's going to be Rotary president next year. She said, that's okay. I can do it. And I said, okay. So I need to, I'll call her and just tell her to stick her application in.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'd be at large then.
Yeah. Well, she could be, is banking considered retail?
I don't know.
I guess at it large. Could be.
I don't think so.
It's retail.
Right.
It's retail. She could be the retail
person. She could be either.
Yeah. Well, and the way we do that is when I get applications, I'll bring the applications to the committee for you guys to review. Okay. And then you would make a decision as to what your recommendation would be. And then that recommendation goes to the mayor.
Okay.
And then the mayor then appoints.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And the three of us, you know the worst.
Yes. You want to do it. You guys, right? I got all of yours that you want. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You guys are all good.
And Rick did too, I think.
Yeah.
Do we need to submit names by when? I mean, is it just...
Anybody who... Just have them go online and apply.
And there's no deadline?
No.
31st of December is...
Well,
kind of something...
The 1st of January is when we try to do all the renews and then try to fill slots that are open. So we'd like to be able to do it at that meeting, that first meeting in January, which is the 6th.
Okay.
So if we can get people by then, that would be great.
Okay.
Now, we won't have time to review them because we won't meet until... After that, but we could always send out information and maybe kind of maybe figure out a way we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Rick gonna? Did he re-up?
He said he was going to.
Yes, he did. Okay. So, we're good. Thank you for everybody.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Stuff accomplished. Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate to say it, I've never seen this before.
Oh, that's it.
And I love it. It's
great. It's nice.
We can't keep them on the truck.
No. We can't. They're really nice.
I have to call them at least once a week. But bring me six more boxes.
Really?
They just go. Plus, I take them overseas. This is a wonderful.
It's really nice. Yeah. And of course, it's just for free work. It's nice.
Too. And this is an ad.
Yeah.
I know. That was good. He was playing another one. So you showed us the last one. It's hard to do on the phone.
Yeah.
It was like a storm thing that we were going to do it without the storm part. It was sending instead. He was going to play with that a little bit. He did a good job.
He does. And I like the fact that you guys just have him doing the same coloring.
Yeah,
there's more of their brand. That is branded. It's really nice.
I know, we spent all that money on brownies 2 years ago.
Okay, everybody, well, can we use it?
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice you safe out there.
Wow. And their cake, folks. Okay. They haven't thawed in yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you should have some candy. Hey, take mine. I don't know where to go.
This is for the city employees.
You guys give away a lot of stuff.
We actually, we did it a little bit differently this year. The committee.